Hello, this is Amin Parker. Now, I initially decided against making this voice recording. I wasn't going to do it, but I decided, why not? There are rumors that Microsoft is planning to make a handheld system. Something along the lines of a Nintendo Switch, but in Microsoft's own special way. So it might be a hybrid. It might be a hybrid console like the Switch, but you never know. It might be a handheld like the Steam Deck. We don't know. And like I said, these are just rumors. So we don't even know if this stuff is true. The way I see it all, guys, is that Microsoft has already fumbled the ball. They already made a big mistake this generation. That mistake was putting their games on PlayStation. Now, their games have already been popping up on Nintendo Switch already, as I stated in the past. And it has already been reported by other people in the past. Certain games from Xbox Studios already appeared on Nintendo console, the Nintendo Switch. So this isn't really nothing new. And it didn't really hurt Microsoft when they did that. Because the American public perceives the Xbox as competing against the PlayStation. And you know what? That's on the Western public. That's on them if that's what they think. When we all know all of these consoles are competing against the Nintendo Switch also. But nonetheless, let me continue. So now that they're putting their first party games on all consoles, including putting their games on PlayStation. Now that they're doing that, it is perceived as a humongous loss for Microsoft. And I agree. Microsoft is also rumored to be making a next generation home console as well. It doesn't make sense to me why they will make a home console again. They already lost in the biggest way. Once you put your games on the competition, the public will no longer have faith in you. They will no longer have faith in your products. Unless you're talking your software, that's different. The public may still have faith in your software. But when it comes to your hardware, the public will no longer have a reason to trust that you're going to stick it out for the long haul. And that's where I'm at with this, everybody. I don't really think it makes sense for Microsoft to be working on a next generation console. Gamers are going to just wait until Microsoft software pop up on the competition, because it is going to be expected that that is what's going to happen. Like I said, they fumbled the ball. Their image is really shattered in the eyes of, you know, hardware gamers or console gamers, in the eyes of people who buy hardware. They're not going to choose the Xbox hardware over the Nintendo hardware or even the Sony hardware. It's not going to happen. What Microsoft did this generation has cemented whatever hardware they come out to always be relegated to last place in hardware sales. There's no escaping it. They doomed their hardware department when it comes to consoles. So it's over. Like I said, they are rumored to be making a handheld and a next-gen console. Now, my thoughts on the handheld is their name is already pretty much shattered when it comes to hardware. So no matter what type of portable console they come out with, I personally don't think it will ever outsell Nintendo's hybrid portable console line. It's just not going to happen. Nintendo will continue dominating the handheld space because they have no competition. Even Sony ruined their own name when it comes to portables. You know, there no one really trusts the Sony PlayStation portables either. This industry is getting weird, but I foresee Sony having basically a monopoly on the actual home console side of the industry, and Nintendo having a monopoly on the hybrid portable part of the video game industry. And this leaves Microsoft in no man's land. They don't have a chance anywhere. As we can see, Nintendo pretty much dominates the Asian markets, and Sony dominates the Western markets. This leaves Microsoft with no place to dominate. So it's weird, it's kind of strange that we're hearing these rumors that they want to make another home console and that they want to make a handheld. It is really strange that they want to do this, but listen, Microsoft has more money than Nintendo and Sony, so they could do this if they want to. It's just that they're going to be wasting a lot of money. Unfortunately, Game Pass has been a flop. Game Pass has not been doing good. People are not investing in Game Pass. Also, their Xbox Series console sales is so low, it's ridiculous. It's in the sales bracket of the consoles that lost big time in previous generations. It's a shame, but the Xbox console sales has been atrocious. Really, really atrocious. You can find all this stuff on Google if you look it up. But yeah, I don't see a comeback for them. They are not an innovative company. So it's not like they could come up with a fantastic idea that could be a hook for people to buy their consoles. They're not that type of company. They just like to shove power into a console, just like Sony. And Sony is not an innovative company either. But what they have on their side is name. The name PlayStation is very popular. Unfortunately, the Xbox name is extremely unpopular. Microsoft, their first party games is failures, especially in comparison to the competition. I understand some people that may be listening may like Microsoft software, but let's understand something. In comparison to Nintendo, as well as PlayStation, Microsoft first party games popularity is atrocious. It is despicable in comparison to the competition. So that's when it comes to software from a first party standpoint. Their hardware sales is atrocious in comparison to the competition. So this is just bad all the way around. Even though Game Pass may be a good deal, the vast majority of gamers don't want it. I don't see a way Microsoft could come back from this. They're pretty much doomed. Now, to wrap up this voice recording, I do think Samsung or Apple or some other company that's very well known and very rich need to come into the industry and take Microsoft's spot. Come into the industry, make a home console. If that's what you choose to do, make a home console and compete. Take Microsoft's spot. I do think it should be Samsung, because Samsung is from a part of the world where a lot of creativity is, where developers from, you know, that area of the world, they are very innovative. They like to think outside of the box. Okay, just being honest here. That's what the industry needs. They need true innovation backed up with lots of money that, you know, could buy exclusives or to create great first-party franchises that the whole world would be interested in. But Microsoft just is not that company. They failed multiple generations in a row. Okay? Multiple generations in a row. There's really no coming back from that. Sure, they got more money than the other companies. So they could take their time before they leave the industry. They could experiment. They could buy out more companies and see if that will stick. But really, to be honest with you, making more consoles with a reputation like they have is not smart. People aren't going to invest. But that's all I got for now. This is Amin Parker, and I'm out.